Committee to order. Today is Monday, March 15, 2021. Let the record reflect the time is 1:31 p.m. Today we are present on the phone, Chair Costello. Are you with us, Chair Costello? We will check in with you later. Okay. We have a Vice Chair, Senator Holland, Senator Rivak, Senator Gray Jackson, and myself, Senator Stevens, acting as Chair for today. I'd like to remind the committee members and those in the audience to silence and turn off your cell phones, please. The staff that will be assisting us today are Carrie with Senate Records and Alex of the LIO and Melody, Senate Labor and Commerce, Senate Labor and Commerce Committee Aide. Thank you all for being here. The four items on the agenda today, the committee will hear appointees to the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers and the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board. Then we'll take up Senate Bill 27, Industrial Hemp Program Manufacturing, sponsored by Senator Hughes. Senate Bill 21, Licensed Mobile Intensive Care Paramedic, sponsored by Senator Rivak. And the Senate Joint Resolution 9, Urging Exemption for Cruise Ships. Any questions of the committee before we begin? Well, seeing none, we'll begin with consideration of the governor's appointees to the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers. We have with us Ms. Holly Andrews. Holly Andrews, if you can hear me, please put your name on the record. Tell the committee about your professional experience and why you would like to be appointed to this board.
Hi, this is Holly Andrews. I have currently been licensed with them for about 4 years. I've been involved in the industry for about five. My main passion in this is people. That is a job I wanted to do, was work with people. I wanted to be a part of the board because I think this industry is growing and advancing very, very quickly in Alaska. I think there is a lot of new things and a lot of new people coming into this industry, and I want to help with that growth and that change to make sure that we can continue to grow in Alaska and continue to have regulations that improve in our industry. And I think that I would bring a lot of knowledge to the board. I like to be trained and educated in every service, even if it's something I'm not going to provide. I feel if we're all going to educate and help each other grow, that we need to be aware of all that. So I think I would bring a fresh, educated, new voice to the state board.
Well, thank you, Holly. And where are you? Where's your shop, and what is the name of it now?
So I am self-employed. It's just Holly Danielle Aesthetics. I am in Wausau, Alaska. I opened last year in the middle of the pandemic, and it's actually been going fantastic. And one of my long-term goals in the industry, and there's not really a set date, but I would like to eventually open a school to help educate and increase aesthetics and hairdressing in the valley and surrounding areas, as there's not a lot of options out here currently.
Well, thank you very much, Holly. Congratulations on what you're doing and your job and your business, but also on putting your name forward. Are there any questions from committee members? Thank you again, Ms. Andrews, for appearing before the committee today. We appreciate your spending time with us.
Thank you for your time and consideration. I greatly appreciate it.
Of course. We'll now move on to Ms. Michelle McMullen, appointment to the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers. Michelle, if you would place your name on the record and tell us why you wish to be appointed to the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers.
Good afternoon. My name is Michelle McMullen. I'm currently serving on the board, helping to guide us through COVID and everything. I've been a nail technician for over 25 years now, and I am also a licensed esthetician. I have been for over 10 years, and I have been working and helping guide through everything that we've been dealing with to make sure that the Alaska beauty industry can grow, because there has been a lot of rapid changes. So I thoroughly enjoy my position, and I enjoy helping my fellow Alaskans. We, you know, all of us took a pretty hard economic slump with COVID happening. So it's been wonderful to see a lot of people coming out of this, you know, still able to work and still able to get through everything.
Well, thank you, Michelle. How long have you served on the board?
I believe it was 2017.
Great. Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for coming before us. Any questions of the committee members? Yes, Senator.
I may have missed it, but Ms. McMullen, where is your shop at?
I own Polished Charisma. I just opened a booth rental style salon, which my personal business is inside. I'm in Midtown Anchorage.
And follow up.
Yes, please. Follow
and
up.
I was just curious. It was interesting. It was refreshing to hear Ms. Andrews talking about how business is doing well out there in the valley. I was just curious as to how it's going in Midtown Anchorage as far as do you see the light at the end of the tunnel or not?
We're slowly getting there. We're still not estheticians. Anything that has to do with removing mask coverings is still not allowed for more than 10 minutes in Anchorage itself. So we are slowly, you know, those of us that can offer services that don't require mask removal are able to work, but that's still a hindrance for some people, especially those that specialize in facials. So it's a slow process, and like in our last board meeting we talked about, it really just hit everybody hard. So we're all just working together, doing what referrals we can, and working as a, you know, group to really make sure that everyone succeeds through this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Gray Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Michelle, I want to thank everybody for willing to serve on a board, but I also want to thank you, Michelle, for having a business in my district. Where is it?
I am right off of 36th and 36th Avenue, really close to Arctic and International.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I have to come and visit sometime just to say hello. But thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Any further questions? Thank you, Ms. Andrews. Appreciate very much your coming before us and for your service on the board in the past. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll now open the public testimony for these two appointees. And is there anyone in the room wishing to provide public testimony? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone online wishing to provide public testimony? No? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, we will close the public testimony portion. Mr. Vice Chair, would you read the appointees form?
Yes, Chair Stevens. In accordance with Alaska Statute 39.05.080, the Labor and Commerce Committee held a hearing on the following appointees. A signature on this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. The Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, Holly Andrews, and Michelle McMullen.
Thank you, Senator. Any objection? Seeing no objection, these names will be forwarded to a joint session, and we'll take a brief at ease to sign the document. Move a consideration of appointees to the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board. First on the list is a name that many of us know very well. Familiar, been in this building for a number of years, spent time working in the other body. Former Representative David Tallarico, welcome to the Senate floor. Representative, please place your name on the record. Tell us why you would like to be appointed to this board.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate this opportunity. My name is Dave Tallarico, and I reside in Healy, Alaska. I've lived there since April 20th of 1969. Mr. Chairman and honorable committee members, I've worked as a laborer and a heavy equipment operator, spent many years in the mining industry. I also owned my own business for a while, and so I'm very familiar with workers' compensation insurance, not only from the owner-operator side, but also from the labor side. I've also worked as a mine supervisor, and I am a retired Teamster. I have served on several other boards in the past, including the Interior Community Health Centers Board and the Tri-Valley Volunteer Fire Department's Board. So, Mr. Chairman, I will leave it at that, and any questions I would be more than happy to answer, and it's a pleasure to speak to you today.
Well, thank you, Representative Tallarico. Very good. Great to hear from you again. What's the saying about going from the fire to the firing pan or the other way around? Anyway, I appreciate your willingness to serve. Are there any questions committee members have of Representative Tallarico? Yes, Senator.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Boy, I have all kinds of questions, but I think I'll just give a comment. I'll echo the chairman's sentiment that it is good to see you continuing to serve Representative Tallarico, and appreciate seeing your nomination here.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Again, thank you. I see no other comments. Thank you again, Representative Tallarico. We appreciate your putting your name forward. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next up is Michael Dennis. Mr. Dennis, welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Would you please place your name on the record, tell us a little bit about yourself, and your desire to be appointed to the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board?
My name is Michael Dennis. I've been in the insurance industry with Conrad Housen Insurance in Anchorage for 30 years. I'm now a partner here. 50% of our revenue is generated by workers' comp. I've been working with, many different industries in Alaska over the 30 years, and just felt like it was an opportunity to help, make the rules or at least give some insight into what the impact is on businesses as I help on the work comp board, but mostly just wanted to get involved. This has been an industry that's been very good to me, and I love this business and just wanted to give back.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Dennis. Appreciate you putting your name forward, and with your years of experience, that'll be of great assistance to the board. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Dennis, for appearing before the committee today.
Thank you.
The last of our appointees today is Mr. Bronson Fry. Mr. Fry, I see you're with us here. Welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Please place your name on the record, tell about your experience and your desire to be appointed to the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board. Mr. Fry. Are you with us, Mr. Fry, Bronson Fry?
Hello, sorry.
Oh, there we are. Okay, we hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead, Mr. Fry.
Apologies there. Thank you, Chair. My name is Bronson Fry, B-R-O-N-S-O-N, last name Fry, F-R-Y-E. I've had the pleasure to serve on the Workers' Compensation Board for the last 3 years. I've learned a lot in that time. It's something that I take very seriously, and I would be honored to continue to serve if it meets with your approval. The reasons that I want to continue serving on the Workers' Compensation Board is really primarily focused on two main things. One is, of course, to help injured workers and make sure they're treated fairly, and also help in any way to lower the workers' compensation rates in the state of Alaska, which, of course, helps small businesses and our overall economy. The approach that I like to take as a board member in order to attain these goals is to find consensus wherever and whenever possible by working closely with the industry representative and the hearing officer engaged in each individual case and try to help find solutions to these cases. I believe that 100% of the cases I've been involved in, the three people hearing the case, myself as a labor representative, the industry representative, and the hearing officer, have been able to find consensus. And I believe that's indicative of a board that's doing good work and working well together. So those are my goals, and that is my attitude and approach to serving on the Workers' Compensation Board. And it would be an honor to continue to serve in this capacity if it meets with your approval. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. I appreciate your years, 3 years of service to the board. We have a question, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hi, Bronson. If the chairman doesn't mind, I have about four questions that I'd like to ask you. Just kidding. He's a friend of mine. I needed to make him a little nervous. Anyway, thank you, Bronson, for your service and everybody else who is willing to serve on a board or commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I was looking forward to those four questions. But, thank you very much, and thank you, Mr. Fry. Any further questions of Mr. Fry? Well, again, thank you for stepping forward. We appreciate that. We will now open this to public testimony for these two appointees. And the public testimony is now open. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to speak to these two appointees? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone online wishing to provide public comment, public testimony? Thank you. Seeing and hearing none, we'll close the public testimony. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In accordance with Alaska Statute 39.05.080, the Labor and Commerce Committee held a hearing on the following appointees. A signature on this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. The Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Dave Tallarico, Michael Dennis, and Bronson Fry.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, these names will be forwarded to a joint session, and we'll take a brief at ease to sign the document. We have three bills before us under consideration today. We're beginning with Senate Bill 27, Industrial Hemp Program Manufacturing. We heard this bill on Monday, March 8th. It was held at that point. Today, the committee will hear from the bill sponsor, open and close public testimony, then ask for the will of the committee. I'd like to invite Buddy Whip to come forward. Thank you for being here, Buddy. Again, would you place your, what you have to do, place your name on the record, any additional remarks you would have to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Once again, my name is Buddy Witt, staff to Senator Hughes. I'd like to thank the committee chair, who unfortunately is not with us today, Senator Costello, but also members, for bringing the bill back up before the committee. There were two items that the bill sponsor, and Senator Hughes is sorry that she could not be here. She was called into a different committee. But there were two items that the bill sponsor asked that I speak to specifically that came up in the last committee hearing and wanted to reiterate. The first of the two is an item that was brought up by invited testimony, and Mr. Chair, I believe it was you that asked for clarification on that, and I promised to get back to the committee, specifically relating to the prohibition for certain felonies who have people who have committed felonies involving a controlled substance from being able to be part of the program. And I wanted to read, if I may, Mr. Chair, just shortly, to reiterate that this is part of the federal provision. The federal government requires that each United States Department of Agriculture approved USDA state plan contain provisions relating to felonies. In part, the provisions are required to state that a person with a state or federal felony conviction relating to a controlled substance is subject to a 10-year ineligibility restriction on participating in the plan and producing hemp under the state or tribal plan from the date of the conviction. So again, Mr. Chair, as you rightfully pointed out, and as the bill also points out, there is a prohibition against folks from entering the industrial hemp program if they have committed a felony involving a controlled substance within a 10-year look-back period. The other item, Mr. Chair, also came up in invited testimony, and we got feedback from another number of stakeholders in the state who are either involved in the current pilot program or who are interested in being involved in a hemp program in the future, and that was to the question of a tax on hemp. And I would like to reiterate for the chair and members, as well as all those stakeholders who may be listening, that nowhere in this bill is the bill sponsor recommending a tax of any kind on those who decide to grow industrial hemp. There is a fee for being involved in growing, manufacturing, or retail of industrial hemp, but there is no tax involved for the producers of industrial hemp. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'm happy to take any other questions. Other than that, again, the bill sponsor thanks the chair for hearing the bill again today and for considering moving it from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Witt. Any questions? Seeing and hearing none, thank you very much and for your testimony, buddy, and Mr. Witt. And thank you to Senator Hughes for introducing this bill. Let her know that you forced us to pass this, so you did a great job. Thanks so much. If there are no other questions, then we'll open this to public hearing. Anyone in the room who wants to testify at this time? Seeing and hearing none, anyone online wishing to testify? Then I will close the public hearing. Okay. Oop, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir, there are people online.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yes, please, who do we have online? Amber Hayes, is that right? Okay, Amber Hayes, I don't see you on my list here. Amber Hayes, are you with us?
Hi, yes. And thank you, Chair and Committee. My name is Amber Hayes from Tokina, Alaska. My husband and I are in our second year as registered growers in the Alaska Hemp Program. And for the last 6 years, we have represented the small acreage producers who would like to incorporate hemp as a sustainable ag crop to provide food, nutrition, and overall improvement to the soil health of our land. I am contacted regularly by landowners who would also like to grow hemp as a feed, use as a rotating crop, or simply green manure. I encourage the passing of SB 27 and always encourage a license that allows for those who are not manufacturing a CBD or cannabinoid-focused product intended for human and animal use, and those growing as a feed or utilizing traditional methods of herbal extraction. There are many more methods of utilizing the hemp plant as an agricultural crop and product that are currently not considered in the hemp program language. I believe there is room in the Alaska hemp industry for those who want to grow, manufacture, and sell on a large scale, and those like myself who are looking to incorporate hemp as a beneficial source of feed and protein for their small farm and create agricultural hemp products that are not in the cannabinoid market. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Amber. I appreciate your coming forward and your testimony. We also have Dave Shady, who's Director of Agriculture, and Rob Carter, Division of Agriculture, both here for questions if we need their help. Either of you care to say something at this time?
Really appreciate the committee's support and Senator Hughes' support, and always available for questions. This is Dave Shady.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shady. I see no questions. Appreciate your being here with us. So we've gone to everyone online. I'll then close the public testimony. Any further questions from the committee members about this bill? Seeing and hearing none, what is the will of the committee, Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 27, Work Order 32-0249/alpha, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator Holland. Is there any objection? So then Senate Bill 27 is amended, moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. And we'll take a brief IDs to sign the order. Back on the record. Next on the agenda is Senate Bill 21, Senator Reback's bill, licensed mobile intensive paramedics. The goal today is to hear the bill, open and close public testimony, and then ask the will of the committee. I'd invite Senator Reback, and is your aide here with us as well? Or are you doing this your solo, right, Senator Reback? You are. So if you would, place your name on the record and tell us about your bill.
Sure. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. SB 21 seeks to consolidate oversight of the Emergency Medical Services EMS system under a single agency to improve peer and professional oversight. Now, this has been years in the making through a deliberative process that has involved hundreds of stakeholders throughout the EMS community. It has been unanimously supported by the state medical board and has broad support from paramedics around the state. Currently, EMS oversight is split between the state medical board within the Department of Commerce and the EMS section within the Department of Health and Social Services. What this bill does is it will transfer all paramedic licensure to the Alaska Emergency Medical Services Office in HESS, which is currently responsible for certifying EMTs, EMT instructors, EMT training, ground ambulance, medevac services, paramedic instructors, and paramedic training already. All the other EMS services, except for paramedics. So this split arose because paramedics did not exist in Alaska before 1974. After 1974, the term mobile intensive care paramedic was created for the new scope of practice in the Anchorage and Fairbanks fire departments. The emergency medical services within HESS didn't exist within Alaska code until 1981, when the responsibility to license and credential paramedics was placed under the state medical board. And in 1984, the EMS section became fully functional. However, the paramedic licensure still remained under the state medical board. SB 21 will not change the scope of practice or the license requirements or fee structure for the approximately 600 paramedics licensed in Alaska. The medical direction will be provided by the existing DHSS chief medical officer and the EMS medical directors committee comprised of 10 members specialized in emergency medicine, five of whom are required to have paramedic experience. Their existing data systems are able to incorporate paramedic licensure, making the move seamless transaction and transferring oversight to licensure of mobile intensive care paramedics from the state medical board to DHSS will fully integrate the EMS system and ensure it is robust, sustainable, and resilient so that it functions optimally. Aligning all EMS services under a single agency promotes public health and safety while also providing efficiencies through the peer and professional oversight. So just to summarize, this is the same language that many of us heard last year. It's been a collaborative process, 10 years in the making. It's very clean legislation. It simply moves the paramedic structures under EMS with all the rest of the emergency medical services. And we haven't experienced any opposition that I'm aware of to this measure. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, again, and members of the committee for hearing this bill.
Thank you, Senator Rivack. Yes, this had a big run last time around, and we all heard it, or most of us heard it. And I'd ask the members to turn to their sectional analysis. And the senator asked me if it would be necessary to go through this. I said no. It's as you can see, it's very long and detailed. Pretty clear though what it actually does. Anyone want to go through that sectional? Are you okay with that? Not doing it? Okay. Then that's what we'll do.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Are there any questions from committee members at this time? Senator.
What took it so long?
Well, through the chair, Senator Holland, I appreciate that question. I do not know the second best time to do it is right now, I'd say.
Thank you. Any further questions? No, thank you very much, Senator Rivack. Then I will open the public hearing. Do we have anybody in the room that wishes to testify? Seeing and hearing none, anyone online that wishes to testify?
Just invited testimony.
Just invited testimony. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Then I will close the public hearing and anyone, any further questions anyone has from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, then what is the will of the committee, Senator Holland?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 27, Work Order 32-LMCR, correction, Strike that. I withdraw that motion. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 21, Work Order 32-0207/Bravo from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator Holland. Is there any objection? Seeing none, Senate Bill 21 moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease to sign. Resolution 9, urging exemption for cruise ships sponsored by Senator Keel. I saw him come in, Senator Keel. We heard testimony on this bill on March 5th, open and closed public hearing, public testimony. It is now the intention of the committee to have closing remarks from the bill sponsor, see if there are any additional questions from the committee members, and then ask the will of the committee. I'd like to invite Senator Keel to come forward, please, if you would, and his aide, Catherine. Please put your names on the record, and Senator Keel, any closing remarks you care to make?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Again, for the record, my name is Jesse Keel. I represent Senate District Q. Mr. Chairman, I'll be very brief. I appreciate very much the various members' support for Senate Joint Resolution 9. Since last we met, the United States Congress learned definitively that the reconciliation package it was considering was not, under the rules of the Senate, an acceptable vehicle for the kinds of changes in law that SJR 9 calls for. Our congressional delegation is working hard to find other vehicles and other opportunities to get something like this passed. And so I hear in my office almost daily from small business owners, Alaskans, who need help and need hope that there can be some portion of a cruise season this year. I encourage the committee to move this resolution to our congressional delegation as soon as we're able. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Keel. And Catherine, will you put your name on the record so we'll make sure we pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Catherine Schlingheit, staff to Senator Keel.
Thank you very much. Thank both of you. Any additional comments or questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, then Senator Holland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Joint Resolution Number 9, Work Order 32-0503/Bravo, as amended from committee, with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing no objections, Senate Bill 9 moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. We will take a brief at ease to sign the...